Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that addiction and rappers are coming up, get up with all. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Study your content and you did it. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we brought up as we represent. All them killers on the mic and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS of life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangsta, bro. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show, let's get the drop, let's get it.
Everybody, it's your boy Prez, Murder Master Music Show, episode 665. We got a legend that hasn't been on the show in a minute, so I'm real happy to welcome back to the show. It's the one and only Memphis icon. I'm talking about Mr. Lock 'em in the Trunk himself, DJ Zerk. Man, what's up, DJ Zerk?
Hey, what's up with you, man? How you doing, Prez?
Yeah, I'm doing real good, man, and welcome back to the show, man. I know it's been a minute. How you been, man? You been all right?
Man, I'm good, man. You know what I'm saying? Always keeping the level here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
What's
I know
up,
you've
man?
Been staying busy, too. You've been doing a
lot. You know
what
I'm saying, though.
You've been doing a lot. Who's that on the line right
okay.
now?
My fault, Fred. I just got this talking random one of my old lawyers.
Oh, okay. I thought it was somebody calling in to surprise us, man. But no, man, you've been real busy.
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, you know to do that, man. I remember one of the last times I think you had Squeaky with you, didn't you?
Man, I ain't need no telling, man. I mean, ain't
you always working with somebody. And you've been busy. You've been real busy, man. What you been up to?
Man, just working on this, getting this Resurrection album, doing a promotion on this new Memphis Resurrection album. You know, got a Miscellaneous, Tainy Main, Primo, Tony Down, Nina Guns, and Skinny Pimp 211, Lil Check, Gangsta Brew, Posse Pad on it. Yep, and a host of.
And it's a who's who of Memphis history right there. And I respect
yes, sir.
That, man. You're one of the legends that makes it a point to reach out to the other legends, and whether
right.
it be putting together
Always.
Shows or putting them on tracks or producing for them. Man, how important is it for you to have that type of unity in Memphis?
Man, I feel like it's real important, and I feel like a lot of us do need to more come together, you know. I mean, man, Memphis, and I feel like we have influenced a whole lot of even other cities and states and stuff. So I feel like, man, it's a good thing when we come together, you know, and because it's so much talent, you know what I'm saying? And thing about me, I done seen a lot of these guys come from nowhere, probably from the audience to on stage. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a lot of these guys, you know what I'm saying, they don't really give credit to the ones that were before them, you know what I'm saying? You've never been like that.
Mm-hmm.
You've always put other people, you know what I'm saying, on different projects and whatnot and shown love and support, you know what I'm saying? Where do you see Memphis in 2020, you know what I'm saying? Do you see more unity than in the past, or Is it coming together more now? What's going on in Memphis?
Well, you know, the thing about it, I think it'll more come together. But, you know, I try to get more of us, the priest unity, and to come together. But, you know, you got a few bad seeds that it's like, I'm not doing this for the benefit of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this. I want this whole city to benefit. You know, and think about it, I don't think that people even understand about it benefiting everybody. You know what I'm saying? If somebody get out there, I think a lot of them, they are, well, you know, they get that meat. You know what I'm saying? I call it, it's just an eye thing, you know? And the thing about it, and I, like the thing on Netflix, and that what came out of it really was nothing. You see what I'm saying? That because of us, you know what I'm saying? Not telling the real history, the real truth of who did what before them. I think everybody, it's just like when I was coming up. And, you know, I'm cool. I try to be cool, my father. I try to be cool with everybody. But I didn't know so many people was after my name. You see what I'm saying? Because I wasn't even looking at it like that because I was a producer. I'm a DJ. And I love talent. So I ain't never think that people was going to be the next kings. You know what I'm saying? I never just thought about that because I love music and I love talent.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the Netflix. I've been seeing a lot of posts about it. I haven't seen it myself yet, but you know what I'm saying? Apparently they showed some Memphis stuff in there. You know what I'm saying? Were you represented in there as well?
No, I wasn't, and it was a lot of people that wasn't represented in there. But for me, talking to some of the people that got interviewed, they said they got interviewed for 2 hours. And these people took out 2 minutes of the whole interview.
Yeah. So if they were saying, like, some important history about, you know, locking
right.
in the trunk or gangster pad number one suspect or something like that, it might have got cut out.
Yeah, everybody got cut out. You know, to me, from watching it, I don't think they really wanted to tell the history of Memphis music anyway. I think we was a part of just a program to say, well, we put Memphis on here. You see what I'm saying? But we ain't really studying the history because it can't go from just Spanish Fly to 3-6. There's a lot of people that did a lot of work and blood, sweat, and tears in the middle of it. And
yeah.
if you don't get all that, and then you ain't got nothing, really, you know. So it's like I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying, and called it to a lot of people's attention. But you know, it is what it is. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's like these people, these writers on these different websites and blogs that do these top 50 lists. It's the same thing with these documentaries, man. You got people that
sure.
are making them who shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? There needs
sure.
to be, or they at least need to do it the right way, have people on staff that know about it. You know, I did see Charlie Braxton on there, you know, Murder Dog alumni on there, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's good that they're getting cats like him, but whoever the executive producers are of these films, they need to sit down and talk with people like yourself. How can you go to Memphis and not talk to Zerk or Pat? I don't know if they talk to Al Capone.
Even Tommy Wright, you know what I'm saying?
Tommy Wright.
Even
third,
Tommy Wright. Right. How can you not? Right. You know, how can you not? Because, you know, that's why we're coming out with a documentary. And, you know, think about me and I tell anybody, we are not trying to bash or knock anybody from whatever they done did, from 3-6, whatever they done did. But the whole thing about it was going on before 3-6 was. You see what I'm saying? Man, people were tearing the club up before 3-6 might even came up with a song called Tear the Club Up, you know, before they was even known people was doing it, you know, with the sound. Well, I just did, you know what I'm saying? I was one of the ones that I worked with a lot of these producers that was doing things, and, you know, I was like the next one up. You see what I'm saying? So I took it to a level. Me and Squeaker took it to a level. There's like three different levels. It was just before even 3-6. It's three different levels. It's from Spanish Fly. It's from Gangsta Pat, DJ Squeaky, and Zerk. Them the three different levels Memphis transformed into to make that sound. When you talk about and what when you talk about and they saying there's a scary and the horror that 3-6 came up with, it was already there. They didn't come up with it. Yeah, they was the ones that reaped the benefit off of it, but the music and the style was already there.
Yeah.
It was already there, so it's like you can't skip from the beginning and forget the whole middle, and then you just come with the end, you know? I mean, it's a lot of people kind of upset about that. It's because there's a lot of producers that put work in it, you know, that really put work in it. They not the only ones.
Influenced a lot of people.
Yeah. Huh?
Influenced a lot of people. I mean, you could take the whole crunk thing and the trap stuff and really take it back to you guys, you know. Gangsta Pat shooting on narcs in the trap house.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's what, 91, 90. So, I mean, you can't leave, you know, critical figures in the music scene out. What about yourself?
Right.
You know, you're doing, the Icon Academy show. Congratulations on that. What about you doing a documentary, man? Because I feel if a documentary is going to be done, it's got to be done by one of you guys.
Me, Skinny Pimp, Lil Sid, there's a host of us that's really coming together, and we want to shed light on it because it's so many people that was a part of this music. So we all come together and Gangsta Pat, Pretty Tony, they involved in this. What I'm doing, I'm putting together a host of some of everybody that's, you know what I'm saying, that you're going to hear that's going to have things in it that you wouldn't even believe. That people was there probably teaching Paul. You see what I'm saying? But people was teaching him the things that I even was doing or Squeaky was doing. You're going to hear things that he not going to talk about. You see what I'm saying? Or names that he not going to say because they had an influence. And they know who the influence was. You know what I'm saying? And it was just one of them times that, you know, hey, I'm going really deep down, really in the middle. We're going to have Raider J on there. You know, he's from the beginning from like 84, 83, 84. You know what I'm saying? We're leading me and Squeaky from. Yeah, I'm going way back. Right. I'm with DJ BK. I'm going back to where it really started from. It didn't just start from 3-6. It started from way back then with Get Buck, Buck Jumping, and How the Gangsta Walk. You know, we're gonna put all that in there. So people will really get the culture of the music and how to dance went with the music and stuff like that.
Now, Memphis, you know what I'm saying, it's a city, you know what I'm saying, like Chicago, man. A lot of street stuff go on in Memphis, too, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Did the streets, you know what I'm saying, influence the culture as well? You know what I'm saying? Because I remember last time you were on the show, you were telling me that Lock 'Em in the Trunk, you actually had the cops, I believe, telling you that song was making a negative impact on the city, if I'm not mistaken, at that time. Yeah.
Right. And people wouldn't even believe that the police, the sergeant or the captain and stuff back then, they were trying to charge me with people because people were locking people in the trunk. And they was actually trying to charge me with them crimes. I mean, I had to fight for that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's so crazy. And, you know, and I was telling people back then, I had read this thing that how gangster rap was influencing these kids and people and how people were doing things like lots of people in the trunk. You know what I'm saying? How record labels was investing in privatized prisons. But see, I heard this long time ago, and they had a meeting, and this executive told me that I was a part of it because that's why they let the music be what it is. But when I was young, I didn't understand. You know, I didn't understand. I just wanted to be the wildest, the drunkest, the buckest. You know what I'm saying? That people enjoy music, you know. And that's sort of.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? At that time, you know, when you did have the cops, you know, trying to charge you with this, it's almost similar to the SIBO situation years later in Sacramento. You know what I'm saying? When he had the album Till My Casket Drops on the song Deadly Game, you know, he was talking about, like, shoot cops in the face and all kinds of shit, and right. they arrested him on that. So you were almost could have been the first person arrested based off of the lyrics of a
yeah,
song.
Yeah, based on
man.
My lyrics, on what people, yes, on what people was doing. Yes, ain't that what happened to, what's the name, in Chicago? They were trying to do the same thing. God dog it. I can't even think of his name. The guy they kind of banned from Chicago.
I'm trying to think of myself. God, must be newer.
Dog,
huh?
I can't think.
Is it newer, like recent?
No, it was a while back. In the 2000s, I can't even think of his name. But sure, they man, that's what they were doing. Man, I had to go on K97 and explain to people that. You know, it was a song. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
yeah.
It was just a really, actually, a song. I really had to explain to people that way, even though we was living in the streets and people was actually doing it. You know, I really did Lock 'Em in the Trunk song because I had really Lock 'Em in the Trunk is a diss song.
Yeah.
What people don't know, I was talking about three people on there.
Three people
you know,
on that song. And was it from
the
town?
From Memphis. Right. From Memphis. Really, actually, to let the secret out of the bag, it was a diss song. I was dissing DJ Paul, Juicy J, and Skinny Pimp.
Oh, okay.
That's who
okay.
That song is a diss song.
Yeah, it was aimed at them. And, you know, years later, you know what I'm saying, you was you and Skinny Pimp working together and everything.
I know.
How is it to hook up with them guys? You guys ever talk about, like, the old times, like the diss songs and whatnot?
Well, they asked me, actually. I mean, people love that song. And, you know, and that's why I tell people when people say nobody was a big influence. I'm like, y'all just don't know the impact that Lock 'Em in the Trunk had. The murder rate, I said, look the murder rate up in 1993. The murder rate went sky high in 1993.
Yeah.
You know, but that Lock 'Em in the Trunk, it was something that, it was a diss song because of Paul and him. It was animosity and it was taking, you know, my music. So I was so pissed off about it. You know what I'm saying? It came up with the Lock 'Em in the Trunk. So that's where I felt at that time.
Yeah. You know, and it's part of the, like you said, it's part of the rap game. It happens a lot, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you're able to squash it and come together, you know what I'm saying, for the benefit of the city and work together years later, it's a beautiful thing, you know.
Right.
What's going on? You know, I know you put together a lot of shows. You know, you got a album release and a birthday celebration coming up here real soon, man. What's going on with that, sir?
Well, man, I'm really trying to push, you know, really everybody together. Even me and Skinny Pimp is even getting together for the dude. Give me some Too Thick thing, you know. And I want to try to get more to even come together, you know. And if we can get everybody on one page and understand, man, that, you know, this is about supporting, putting Memphis music really out there. And, you know, so this is what this birthday party really is about, and this album release is coming together. I mean, it's just about coming together.
That's what it's about, you know, this Memphis Resurrection, you know what I'm saying? We got some tracks off that we're going to play. This first one here, I believe it's got you in the chat, Don't Stop. Yeah. And why don't you tell everybody about this one, sir?
Man, you wouldn't even believe, man. That beat, I sent that beat to Lil' Chat, and Lil' Chat loved it, and she dropped on it, and next thing you know, she's giving me a call and saying, "Who Lil' Chat? She wants to jump on there. Put on there." You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like a remake of Really Looking for the Chore. And that's what Don't Stop is.
Hell yeah. We'll be right back with DJ Zerk. Don't go nowhere.
You bitches by my side. Here it go, here it is. Yeah, you know why I get down. To the fake, I'm the real. I've been gone for a minute. Now I'm back, trying to kill. What you hoes wanna do? Either way, I'm up on it. We can take it to the street or the beach. How you want it? Yeah, they label me the champ, and I call you the opponent. I'm the plug in this shit. Why you hoes getting fronted? It don't matter what it is. I'ma take it dirt. Get my ain't the bitch up in this thing and don't play for her. No game, you run your ass up on me. That's what I do. You lying, the hoes be killing. And I'ma keep it gangsta, I ain't never been sedated. I give it to you raw, I don't know sympathy or pity. Say, say the diamonds missing something to chat and I can dig it. You dig? Now call the bitch a check or something. 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 Yeah, stop on my cat, getting nice and wet. It's a girl that's dead, and I'm still getting wet. That good, stop it, stop it. He licked me in the lobby. Call a cab, but I took your car instead. You nothing but a trick. I never let you hit. You asking for some head, about to suck your own dick. I know another nigga. I treat him like a groupie. It's like the cameras rolling while he eating all his booty. Lick cat, lick feet, man, he eat booty. Long tongue, all gone, shaking when he chew me. Big money smell good, but his face ugly. I burn his head up, but can't be seen with him in public, boy. Now eat a bitch cat or something. Eat a bitch cat of song. Get the knees started, boy. Yeah. Get the knees started, boy. Get the knees started, boy. Now get the knees started, boy.
Don't stop what you're doing. Yeah, still real bitches looking for the chewing. Big shit popping. Ain't shit stopping. Grown women panties on. Yeah, still got it going on. Your baby daddy in my DM, he wanna get with me. Meanwhile, back at the rack, man, I'm getting money. I'm out here getting rich, don't stop though. Give me the mouth though. What's up with it? Don't stop on my cat. Yeah, you know it's tight. I'ma hit a chat, make your ass do it twice. Boy, pop on my cat. Yeah, you know it's tight. I'ma hit a chat, make your ass do it twice.
Memphis Resurrection, that'd be the project. You got to get that. You know what I'm saying? Zerk, man, is it available now? Digitally and physically? Or?
Digitally. Digital outlet.
Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know, Lichette, she's one that's so fucking talented.
Beard
as one of the best female MCs, and she can hold her own with any of the fellas, you know.
Right, and she's very humble. And DJ Squeaky actually almost had her signed once upon a time, man. And that's crazy, man.
Was that before she was with Tommy Wright?
I think after. It might was before. man, you know, time passed by so fast, but I actually think it was before. But it was before she got actually with 3-6. I think she was trying to figure out who she was going to go to. So I believe she probably was with Tommy at the time. So,
yeah.
You know, I think she was trying to figure out actually who she was going to go with. But she came to me, well, she came this week and we met up with her. And, you know, I don't know what happened with the talk after then. Next thing you know, I'm hearing on 3-6.
I'll tell you one of the most impressive things about her, you know, when her brother got paralyzed, you know,
yeah.
Not only does she take care of him, but she's also helping him continue his rap career. I thought that, man, that's so dope. You know what I'm saying? So,
I know,
so
man.
Who can't support
right.
that? You know, whenever he drops, everybody's got to support that because she's doing so much, you know, to help him with that. So she's a great person, man. Shout out to the chat.
She's humble, man. I mean, humble. I mean, she's a very humble. She's one of the nicest women that it is, man. Chat never, ever came to me with a stuck-up attitude. Never in her life, man. And Chat, man, would do things for you. Man, you wouldn't believe it, man. You'll be surprised. I promise, man. I'm telling you, man. God, I mean, man, Memphis was blessed with a Chat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. She's like the Mia X of Memphis for sure. You know,
right.
The Sugar Tea. You know, I really see her, you know what I'm saying, holding her own with any female MC from anywhere, you know.
Right.
And she can really do the thing, man, on that Two Live Crew level, too. I mean, she can get real fucking nasty, as you just heard in that song, you know, talking about the chewing and all that. So, you know, she got so many different levels to her, man. Huge talent.
She can go gangster. She can go sexy. She can do anything. Anything.
Yeah.
You're right.
Conscious.
Yep.
You know, when you get somebody that's real polished like her in the studio, it's got to be pretty easy for you, I imagine, because there ain't really much direction you got to give a person like that, I would imagine.
Right. Right. And, you know, that's what I don't understand with who she was with at the time. Why it was so much of a downfall when things with her could have been so greater. You know, it's like I talked to Paul once upon a time. I said, Paul, you supposed to be with Cash Money. I said, man, y'all, we all was before Cash Money. And I'm like, dude, I don't understand why, you know, y'all not pick up the whole city. You know, I don't understand. I don't care about animosity, who, what, and whatever. If it's to make money and to do, I mean, just for the city anyhow, I don't understand why not.
Yeah. The city, I mean, you know, there's so much talent there. I mean, the whole objective is, you know, when you make it, you know, throw the rope over the side of the wall. You know, Eminem's like that with Detroit. He put on a couple people, but then the majority of the pioneers, you know, the Eshams, the people that put it down, you know what I'm saying, for him to do what he does, they're not to be heard. And that's a shame. And people get mad at me, you know what I'm saying, for having cats on the show tell their sides of the story. You know, I'll have people,
right.
You know, oh, man, I want to come on. And it's like, no, man, I got to give a voice. You know what I'm saying? We got
right.
Gold with Reddy Red, and for years you didn't hear interviews with him. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a voice for the people that put shit down, man, the pioneers, you know?
Right.
And that's what you're doing with the Icon Academy right now,
that's
man. Congratulations on
that.
When did you start that? And what made you want to do the Icon Academy?
Well, people kept pressing me about doing it. And one day I just said, forget it, I'm going to do it. But people were pressing me like about a year or two about doing it. It just, man, you know, having time and everything, you know what I'm saying? Music is already so, just so damn. I mean, here in Memphis, you got to understand, really ain't no major labels. And they picking up so much of the young and stuff like that. And sometimes, I don't know, man. It's just people just wanted me to do it.
Yeah.
So I said, fuck it. I'll do it. Right?
Yeah. And who better to do it than somebody who's worked with so many of the legends? I mean, you're connected to everybody. So
I know, man.
You know, no problem, right? For you to book shows, that's for sure. You know, I saw the one with Gangsta Pat and the one with MC Mac. Who else has been on the show so far?
I done had DJ Squeaky, Homicide Manson with the Backyard. I done had so many. I just started, so man, we just now really getting warmed up. I've had Lil Noise, Tiny Man been on there, Primo, and man, I got a list of others, man, is coming on, and we already recorded. DJ Sound, like a brother, man, and he's one guy I really truly respect, is because he's like, Zerk, you know, you influence me, and you know, Sound go before a lot of people, and you know, he's very humble, and I respect Sound. And who else? I done had so many, you know, quite a few people on there, but we got more coming.
Hell yeah, man. Are you gonna keep it just Memphis, or are you gonna, you know, because a lot of people come through town. I know K Reno down in Houston. He's got a show. Sometimes people come through town. He'll pick them up and interview them and whatnot. You plan on doing, you know, other cats outside of Memphis?
Yes. Yeah, I would love K Reno. I would love, because I mean, I always love K Reno music. People like that, man. It's like, you know, from the original, who was it, 3-6 Mafia from Texas. Man, a lot of them guys, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I would love to see a lot of them guys don't understand. We spent their music too at the clubs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we helped a lot of them guys even sell in Memphis. They're like UGK and Bum B. We spent, me and DJ Squeaky spent a lot of their records, you know. And man, you know, I mean, Texas and Memphis always had a relationship with the slow music, slow tempos, and you know, it was like damn, they're like us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what I'm talking about, man. Again, that's another example of you not being selfish. You know, you showcasing other people's talents, and you know, my hat's off to you for that, Zerk. Because, you know, a lot of crabs in the bucket mentality going on in the game. A lot of people, man, they don't want to showcase or shed the light on anybody else other than themselves. And I think that's the problem, you know. There has to be unity, you know. But, you know, it's good that Memphis is getting some shine, though, man. Maybe this will be a step in the right direction for more stuff to come. Maybe an episode of Unsung or, you know, BET, maybe they'll do something. You know, like a documentary about the whole city. You know, hopefully that's coming.
We're doing it. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing about it, we actually don't want nobody to do it. They can get the water down if they want to, but we going to the roots. You know what I'm saying? All the way to the flower that blooms. So we are going really deep that people really is not going to go. So, you know, If Paul and Juicy or whoever really won't say these names, but we're going to do it. You know, I mean, because I feel like we have to, because I feel like from where I come from the 80s to the 90s, we was a big influence with the style that Memphis brought. You know, that's why I can say that Memphis brought a club style to the dog music. We put it to where people actually can get bucked to, you know, and that's why I said I hate about the Netflix, because when they show New Orleans, and I remember Trigger Man back in 86, you see what I'm saying, and we was like up on it with the buck jump, and it's like when I seen New Orleans first before they showed Memphis, it was like, you know, it's so damn confusing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you, the original, from the Show Boys, the original song is called Drag Rap. DJ Spin Fly is the one that called it Trigger Man. So when people even know want to say Trigger Man, we know they got it actually. I'm not down in any one, no state or anything. It's just that when they say Trigger Man, we know that they got it from Spanish Fly. You know what I'm saying? Because the original name is called Drag Rap.
Well, and not only that, it's no secret that Atlanta got a lot from Memphis. You know, and there's some dope artists in Atlanta. You know, there's some guys, you know, like the Hard Boys, Sammy Sam, Mike Fresh, producer. They didn't, you know what I'm saying? They had their own style, like a combination of some West Coast, maybe meets a little bit of Ghetto Boys or something. But, you know, the Little Johns and, you know, later on the T.I.s and stuff, you know they got that stuff, the trap from cats like
right.
yourself, Squeaky. How does that make you feel, you know what I'm saying, when you don't get the credit you deserve?
Well, you know what I'm saying? It kind of makes me feel, you know what I'm saying, how can I explain this, you know? It kind of makes me feel really not appreciated, you know, in so many ways of the things that we did, because I know me, myself, I'm just not that type of person. And anybody that influenced me, I'm going to tell you. But, you know, I believe it's just like people don't want to let the secrets out because they don't want to say, oh, damn. They think they might lose fans, I believe, if they let out who really started it, you know. I mean, I don't just understand because it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? It's always somebody before me or T.I. It's just like Gucci Mane said what he was listening to. He was listening to Skinny Pimp. He was listening to Tommy Wright. And, man, I respect that. And I really do, and I respect them for telling the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Zerk, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Before we go, though,
yes,
the homie Sin's got a couple questions for you. You know that. You've talked to him before. Sin, you there, brother? Sin from France.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, legendary DJ Zerk. Can you tell us about how wild it was, the clubs in Memphis in the 90s? I think about Club No Name, Club Exco, or Studio G. You got Juicy G's Place or Powers Playhouse. I was then around in 95 back in the day, and it was very wild. And can you tell us about the time
the
when the Spanish Fly was around?
Yeah. Crazy wild over there.
Crazy wild, yes.
Well, say some of that one more time. You know, say
he was wondering how the clubs were, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, like Studio G and different
clubs.
Like, what was the atmosphere like as far as, like, people getting crazy in the crowd and everything?
Man, atmosphere was just so wild, and it was just so crazy, man, that, you know, like when the gangster walk started, people would just go in the circles, and you had people in the middle, and, man, it was just, man, the atmosphere was totally different than what it is today, you know. And, I mean, this was like, this is what I'm telling you, it was like back in 86. It didn't just start like in the 90s, but it was just so wild, man, and it felt good because, you know, we was all so young, you know, and seeing people, man, just getting wild and crazy and tearing the club up off your music, man, it really felt good. And I enjoyed the nights. I really did. I enjoyed the nights.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. I remember when I was in Club No Name, Club Expo, it was crazy at this time, yes. Since Get Back Sound
right.
and all that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
I think I was one of the few ones that was there.
And then, you know, let me tell you something too that wasn't explained too on the Netflix. It's how the bass. You know what I'm saying? It was about the bass. And I tell people, when I came up in them time, your DJ Magic Mike was influenced even on me and Squeaky using the bass. But if we came up in the 80s and the 90s, where it's like New York and California, if you use a lot of bass, you wasn't really respected. You know, I mean, you wasn't. But me and Squeaky, and I seen Squeaky day and night on drum machine trying to make that bass boom, boom, long. You know what I'm saying? And we had a lot of problems, even in Memphis, because a lot of people bought our tapes. It's because of the bass. It's because of the bass. Yeah. And I tell a lot of people, even in Memphis, Memphis supposed to be a hip-hop city. Me and Squeaky, the one that's like, no, we going to change that. You see what I'm saying? We're going to get people slow, bassed out, front, da-da-da-da-da-da. A lot of snare rolls, bass line, boom, 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 boom. Now, all that right there is influenced this generation. And it's not a song now on the radio or anything that doesn't have bass. But in our times, it was like we was, you know what I'm saying, we would look down upon using bass. And that's so crazy that at my times, how people knocked it. And I say, damn, look at today. I'd be like, wow, look at it. Nobody can live without bass. And people don't understand that the things that me and Squeaky did, you know what I'm saying, that went out on a limb to fight for, and nobody don't understand it. You know, nobody understand what we did, you know.
Well, it's good that you're going to be able to put out something to show the people. You know,
right.
And like you said, going back to the early 80s with it, too. So
right.
You can't get more in-depth than that.
It's crazy because on Netflix, video, SMK was not on it.
Right.
They don't talk about Pretty Tony.
Right.
Of course, it's close to Gangsta Pat who mentioned you, but they don't talk about you. It's crazy. And or DJ BK or Evans,
right.
It's a Freak Master 2.
Right. See, and people don't even realize and know that song, what's the name? That song was recorded right here in Memphis. DJ Jimmy.
Yeah, DJ Jimmy and Titi Tucker.
Right.
Titi Tucker, yes. Yeah.
Right. And that's why I tell people we was using Trigger Man. Trigger Man wasn't the first really beginning of the trap, even though it was that Spanish Fly had it kind of hot. You see what I'm saying? Because you listen to Trigger Man, they ain't using bass all the way through their song. You see what I'm saying? But it was just, you know, it is a part of it. Yes, it's a part of it. But we were so much of producers and our own style rappers. We used it, but it wasn't like how New Orleans used it. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't how they used it really to transform their sound. Memphis already really had a sound. That record just kind of helped it. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
C'est pas a video of G-Style, but they didn't mention it. Gangsta.
Right.
Same bit,
right.
And
right.
You was the origins of Get Back Sound. You, Squeaky, Freakmaster, way before, Jimmy, all that. Now the trap rappers took it without recognize, and they don't recognize you are the origins of this sound. So it's a shame for me.
Right, right.
The originator, so, yeah.
Right. And you know, and people don't realize how much hard work that it took. I mean, to even create and, you know, for people just like Netflix, go really to the beginning and miss the middle and go to the end and was like slapping everybody's face is because, you know, people don't realize who Paul had a lot of help. Truthfully, he didn't make no $200,000 when he was in high school. He had an investor that he did not even mention his name. And that's, and everybody's like, and everybody that know that, it's like, why don't these people just really tell the truth? Because he's saying he's
just
going to
end up. Oh, you're talking
about Scarpo? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, rest in peace to Nick Scarpo. For those of you listening,
Nick Scarpo.
Nick. When we did Street Masters, man, there was a few times when we was going to go under, and Nick would always come in and bail us out. That was a good dude right there, man.
Wow, man.
Yeah. Nick, remember seeing Nick on the cover of the magazine a lot, right?
Yeah, right.
That's why. he deserved it because he was bailing us
right,
out.
He
man.
Deserved it. Right.
Yeah, you know. Kept us afloat for a few years, but
he helped Paul, right? Yeah, he owned Hypnotized Mind. Paul and Juice J do not own Hypnotized Mind. So why not, you know, this is my whole thing about it, is why not just tell the truth? It wouldn't hurt to tell the truth. It wouldn't hurt to say, I listen to DJ Zerk tapes day and night, and I sample him a million times. It's not going to hurt. I mean, just be real with it, man, and stop it. Just stop, because it's like I used to tell Squeaky, if you leave loopholes and you not mention me or you not mention SMK or what he did, people won't know the real truth.
Homicide off Backyard Pussy got to give him a shout out too. Original of Swiss Six, finally.
Hey, Criminal E, man, there's so many people.
Underground
sound. Memphis is one of those spots that just exploded with talent, man, just like Detroit, just like Houston, and Chicago, and the Bay Area. Huge scene, but you guys influenced so many people, man, especially in the Southeast and the Mid-South, and all over the globe.
All over the globe, man.
You know, it's real shit. Cats got to pay homage.
Right, it's like this guy was telling me, you won't believe this guy, he was a white guy, he was from Oregon, but I guess he lived in California, and when he found out who I was, he said, man, don't you know people in California had mannequin arms and legs sticking out their trunks? I'm like, in California? But when they're looking for the chewing came out, it did do great in California, but I didn't know I was a big even influenced even in California, man.
Yeah.
It was spread, man.
It goes all over the place, you know, and at that time, you know, I used to remember people would just come up with a tape from somewhere, whether it be from Memphis or Chicago or wherever, and you'd be blown away by it because you didn't hear nothing like that at the record stores.
Because
that's why those tapes today are so sought after and collectible, you know, worth so much money. But Zerk, man, I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. It's always an honor. And I want everybody to get to Memphis Resurrection. And I also want them to check out the Icon Academy. But I want to give you the floor, man. Let them know, man, where they can, you know, get the album and where they can check out the Icon Academy and, you know, anything else, man.
Okay, you can check out the Icon Academy on YouTube. You can look it up, Icon Academy. You can get the Memphis Resurrection on all digital downloads from Spotify, from iTunes, TuneCore. You can get it from anywhere. Just look it up, Memphis DJ Zerk, Memphis Resurrection, and you know it'll pop up. You know what I'm saying? Go get it because this is the Memphis history right here. You know, this is the truth, you know.
Most definitely. Everybody support know what I'm saying, what Zerk is doing, you know. We're going to give him another track right here, too. Yeah, what's up, Zerk?
All right. Well, what's up, man?
Yeah, we got, we actually got this one here, man. It's called Pull Up with Project Pat. Man, why don't you tell everybody about this one?
Man, somebody hooked me up with Pat, and Pat said, man, I'm going to drop a verse on the DJ Zerk beat, and, man, send it to me, and I got Miscellaneous, one of the hardest young cats out of Memphis, and they came together, man, and put a nice little hit, and it's called Pull Up.
Definitely, man. Check this out. And, again, you take care, Zerk. Everybody go out and support that album. You know what I'm saying? Memphis Resurrection. And check out the Icon Academy.
I want to say one more thing. Appreciate you, Prez. Appreciate everything you done did, brother.
Man, that means a lot, Zerk. And, you know, I'm definitely going to check out the show, man. I'll call in there and surprise y'all someday with some questions. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to get you on there. I want to hold you up. I need to get you on there, man, because you got a lot of history. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, I want to tell things from even other people's eyes. You know, that's what Icon Academy is about. Okay,
huge
I'll get
honor,
on with
man.
You, man. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right, brother.
Thank you,
sir.
You take care, man.
All right, you too, man. Peace out.
Pull up on a nigga, get a pussy, what do you ask for?
Taking off the lot.